This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are Facebook hate crime, Tesla charging rates, Russia hackers bow out, and I'm going to talk a little bit about CES, my cut, of course. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Got a great lineup for you, plus all the news of the day. Lots of stuff happening here. And I want to welcome you to episode 1170 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, January 12th, the first show, official show of 2017. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, support the show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or just PayPal.me/Geek News. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to welcome new listeners to the show. If you're brand new, there's been a little bit of a hiatus because I have been in Vegas covering CES. Talk about that here in a second. But if you're brand new, we want you to take time to get connected to the show. And really, it's a piece of cake. And you know, I'm trying to like do five things at one time. I'm trying to send something out. There it goes. So all you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com as a new listener and get subscribed to the show on iTunes, on Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, via RSS. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about subscribing to a show, don't worry. All you got to do is just show up on the site and we'll get you connected to the show at geeknewscentral.com. A metric ton of content is coming to that site, largely because we've got a metric ton of stuff that we've been capturing over the past 10 days, and really five of those 10 days. So lots to share. But I tell you, it's going to have a lot of content to read and watch. So definitely get over there. Those of you that are part of the Ohana, you know the drill. We want you to get over there as well. Hey, you can reach me on Twitter at Geek News. You can email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can join our Slack channel by basically sending me an email saying I want to join the Slack channel. You can follow on Google Plus and Facebook. You can watch this show on the Roku. You could be the Tech Podcast channel or the Apple TV by subscribing to the video edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher. You can watch or view on Blueberry.com. Of course, our partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Health Tech Weekly with The Gadget Professor. Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, The Gadget Professor with the professor himself, Mr. Don Bain. And of course, our Pro Gear site writers and the GNC, done by the GNC team. Of course, this show has the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast. And I just want to say thank you. December came in great. I was a little worried, but you guys pulled through. It's fantastic. So we're already 12 days into the month, so anything you can do to support the show is greatly appreciated. And all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And you're going to find all the deals that we continue to offer over there. Everything from domain names to hosting accounts, you name it, we've got it. And again, all the codes are available right on the website. And 99cent.com, $1 a month economy hosting, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting. These are all $1 a month for the first year with a free domain, $12, and you get a free domain. It's amazing. So, website builder, for those of you who have businesses, so .com, 30% off as well. So definitely check everything out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's the place to go get the deals and to save yourself a ton of cash. And I'll be honest with you, CES would absolutely, everything I do there, even though a lot of it you haven't seen yet, would equivocally not be possible without GoDaddy. It wouldn't happen. The expense to go do the, you know, the hotel, the food, the everything. We talked about it before I left. So a big, big round of applause for GoDaddy's ongoing support of this show for all these years. Definitely appreciate it. Hope you'll support them again by going to GeetonCentral.com/GoDaddy to check out all the deals. Okay, I just got a ton of stuff to catch you guys up on. You know, I think just first and foremost, as I kind of expected, I hope you enjoyed the Facebook shorts and my walkthroughs. Those were, that's where the action happened. Everything that, you know, really, and of course the live blog as well, but that's where, you know, what is going on? I'm having trouble with all right, it's working now. How come this stupid thing is not working? I'm going to close a browser and reopen it. It's driving me crazy because I can't see those of you that are on Facebook. I can't see you guys' chit-chat. There we go. Now it's working. All right, that's better. Sorry. It's just, you know, some things tweak me out when I'm doing the show. That's one of them. Because I want to be able to look over there and, you know, and just be able to see the commentary. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the Facebook shorts and walkthroughs. I had one day where the audio was, bleh. We had problems with it. There was a connector loose or something. But 3 of the 4 days, what I consider some pretty amazing walkthroughs. And essentially what happened would be is we'd walk through a hall and do a bunch of interviews, and then at the end of the day, I would like walk it fast in 45 minutes. I'd go through and I'd hit the highlights and try to give you guys as much of a walkthrough as possible. Plus, I was taking mini short videos and stuff. So what I found this year, there are changes ahead because I learned a lot from this show having walked it again. And I'm going to go talk about our studio that we had and what was going on there. But we really kind of felt our way new this year again based upon some stuff that, you know, basically I've not been able to really walk the floor for years. And I must say a big thanks to Isaiah Garcia, my cameraman. Oh, man. He has right now, I know he has sore shoulders for carrying the camera gear and the tripod and everything else. But what a trooper. Big job, great job, and I'm internally grateful. He's going to be editing all the reel, everything that we did. And what was funny is Monday morning, Isaiah had to be at the airport at like 9 a.m., or at 7 a.m., so I met him in the lobby at 6:30 and put him in an Uber, and I left the memory stick in the computer that he was going to take home with him. So he's going to get the memory stick on Saturday because I basically two-nighted it to him. He'll get it. That went out today. And the reason it didn't go out yesterday, I'll talk about that in a second. But what a trooper. But I learned some things that we're going to do in 2018. Now, you know, we're just January, right? And Mario, talking about 2018. So the booth that CTA gave us made us realize that how much our team actually works compared to other teams. We were, Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, did about 2.5 hours live the first 2 days of the show out of the little mini studio. It worked real easy for vendors to find him. It was a perfectly little thing. We were able to lock it up. They had a security guard outside. They provided bandwidth. They provided power. So while that worked good in the North Hall where we were at, and we were kind of watching those, and there was radio people that had these huge 20 by 20 rooms that CTA provided, and they were never in there, and I was scratching my head thinking, what were they doing compared to what we were doing, just in and we hadn't planned on doing a lot of live. We told you that before. And Don had to leave because his daughter, I mean, very pregnant. I think she's already delivered, but I went over on Thursday. See, let me get my days right. Thursday was the opening of the show. So Thursday, I was in the North Hall. I covered that. We went up into the Chinese and Asian section and walked around that and kind of just covered the peripheral. Got that done on Thursday. Then Friday, Annie McCaskey and I, many years ago, used to love to go to the Sands, and we would spend 2 days at the Sands because that's where everything was at. Well, man, oh man, I haven't been to the Sands in years because I couldn't go because of the live broadcast booth. Could just never get away and go over there. I went over there and went batshit crazy. It was an amazing target-rich environment, but at the same time, there was 100,000 people in the room Friday. I'm not kidding you. 600 vendors. We were pushing, literally pushing through to get through rows. In the morning, it was great, but it just like, it slammed. I never have seen that many crowds there. And, but it was massive. The French, the Israel, German, all the startups. It was target rich, awesome. And it got to the point where we really couldn't cover it because it was too many people. But I went scouting around, and lo and behold, guess what I found? I found a CTA broadcast area that they'd set up over there. I kind of did some snooping and looking around, see how many of the rooms were tagged, how many had companies' names on, and I noticed there was some empty rooms. So I had an interview Saturday with a CTA rep, and when I went into the CTA broadcast operations room, first thing I said is, next year, I'm bidding. I want to be at Sands. I want our studio to be at Stands, and we want a bigger room with the glass. It's secure. I'm like, I'm putting my bid in now. I said, we'll stay over there all 4 days and cover the Stands. And Marlon Anderson, the Tech Ranch, he and I agree. We could be at that venue for all 4 days and fill the content and have stuff like you guys have never seen before. We could go live easy and just do the startup section only and just cover those folks. Don't, you know, all the other buildings, South, Central, and North, with Sony and with Canon and with Ford, and all those folks are covered by everyone else. The meat and the good stuff that you guys love, the geek out stuff, is in that building. Now, I had 47 interviews scheduled, and I probably only got like 20 in that room that day. Maybe 18. They were all solid. I mean, solid interviews. And Isaiah and I were talking about it. We're like, whoa, this is boom. This is bam. This is on. And if we're on that same room, we got some stuff we can do with technology today that we could bring someone from the floor live into the studio. I mean, it'll work. And I'm not talking about doing 10 hours like we used to do. We could do 4 or 5 hours. Marlo and I could trade off. Maybe even the F5 refreshing tech guys could. Whoever comes with us, we could really make it an incredible show just on the startup space. So that's what we're going to do in 2017. But we don't need a big studio. Don't need it. Don't need to do this 10 by 20 thing. Just need an area. Bring in the TriCaster Mini, maybe two cameras, simple soundboard, a guest and a host. That's it. And we can keep the cost down by rolling in 3 Pelican cases and being done with it. So I think that's what's going to happen in 18. I'm really excited about the potential there. So, you know, I know we're talking about the tech news tonight. I got a whole stack of stuff for you, but I just wanted to just share with you guys how excited I was about the Sands stuff. And now I understand why the F5 refreshing tech guys were 2 days at Sands before they went into any other building. But we could make a much longer time of it over there. So anyway, I'm excited about that. We'll see what happens in 18. We'll put our bid in. I don't know if we'll get over there, but we are going to try. And just to let you know, if you're watching the live blog on Geek News Central, it's no longer stuck to the front page anymore. Between TPN TV, Gadget Professor, Geek News Central, we had over 1 million views of the live blog. You guys were refreshing, looking at that page a lot. So over the 10 days or so it was online, very jazzed about those numbers and the photos and short videos and the stuff that we put up in Facebook as had. But still the meat of what we did at the show is coming. You know, like the interviews, they're coming. So that's still coming. I will be honest with you. I'm a little tired of Vegas. Go a couple of days in advance. This show is a little bit skewed weird. I could have got in a day later. I should have came in a day later. Just by the way the day show dates were. And I really, you know, I'm used to having 2 days of setup. We only had like 2 hours of setup. Really, there wasn't this big logistical thing I had to do. So I had a little extra time on my hands. But the noise. And I hate to say it, so many people smoking weed. I mean, everywhere I went, I was getting assaulted. It was hitting me in the face. And it wasn't just outside. It was people in casinos that had smoked, and it was permeated their clothes. They would walk by, and they just reeked. So next time you're in Vegas, it's crazy. I know they just passed a law, changed to recreational use or whatever, but some of that ganja just flat out stinks. It's nasty. I don't remember cigarettes and cigars being that nasty. It just, I mean, I kept getting hit in the face. You know, you wouldn't see anybody smoking, but you just walk into it and you just like, you know, just, and you know, I'm 52 years old. I've never smoked a joint ever. And I just have no desire to. It's just disgusting. It just was not good. So, I don't know what they're going to do there, but it was big, big turnoff. I smelled it everywhere I was going in Vegas. So a lot of people smoking weed. I just, maybe it was the novelty of being able to do it and not get arrested. I don't know. And here's one thing I did learn too. And I talked to the GoPro folks about it. The GoPro audio I'm having huge troubles with, and they think I may have a bad GoPro. The audio is like, if I talk normal, it's just like, and I don't know what's wrong. So they gave me some suggestions to try, and then we maybe do an RMA on it. I was literally like talking bad about the GoPro because it just, I shot all this video on the way out preparing to put it in the vlog, and it just turned out like crap. Couldn't use it. And I'm really disappointed. So I had a vlog failure. I had all this, took all this extra time, did this cool stuff, and made this document. So I may put it up, but it'll have just a music background to it because the audio that I was talking just was like, caca. It was bad. So but I know another thing I'm going to do next year too. I'm still going to need a dedicated cameraman. So I hope Isaiah is ready to come back to Vegas next year. Number two, I'm going to need a dedicated social media person. I'm going to need someone that is taking pictures, blogging, and not blogging, but tweeting and putting stuff up on Facebook and little short 2-minute clips and here or there, because I just couldn't do interviews, look at stuff. You know, there was just too much going on. So I'm going to have next year at least one more person. That's going to be their job. They'll wear the backpack because I'm trying to get away from carrying anything. They're going to wear the 10-pound backpack and snap pictures and you know, put stuff up on social for me. So if you want to sign up for that, let me know. That's probably going to be one person's job next year. That's all they're going to do. So that's it. That's what happened from CES. Lots of content coming, and there's not as many. And my goal was to do 100 interviews. I probably did 50, 55 on my own. So, you know, it is what it is. And, I decided, if there was days, we got about 3:00. I'm like, I'm going to do the run through. I said, as soon as we're done, we're out of here. And I was off the show floor by 4 p.m. In the car on the way back to the hotel. And even then, you know, it's been years since I walked like that many miles. our feet, and even Isaiah's feet, we were throbbing. We'd get in the car and go, I mean, our feet ached. If someone had set up like a foot massage place, I'd be like, here's $100, massage my feet for 30 minutes. It was, oh man, our feet hurt. But 45 football fields. We walked it all. All right. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Let me kind of just dump on you here a little bit on what was going on. I hope you liked the Facebook stuff. You know, if you did, you know, definitely send an email. Let me know. Really worked on the audio. I used the Osmo. That's what I used, the Osmo and a little wireless thing to make that happen. The Mevo, we couldn't get good audio into it. I ended up taking that off the camera rig. And even was at the live stream Mevo booth, and the owner couldn't even help me. It really kind of pissed me off. So I don't have a lot of good things to say about the Mevo right now. Just because the iPhone 7 makes it so hard to get audio into that app. You gotta have a special connector. But the Osmo did fantastic. Fantastic. So it's going to be my go-to device for doing stuff before. And it has that Steadicam kind of look. And it streamed fine. I stopped the stream a couple times by accident by touching something. So just a little more training on my part. Just haven't used that enough. But you're going to see more of my, you know, my Steadicam walkthrough stuff on with the Mevo as we move forward. But anyway, we'll talk more about the gear later. I need to get into the stack, or you guys are going to kill me here. But first of all, thanks for, I hope everyone had a happy new year. I did. I had a nice 32,000 feet of sleep. I took a sleeping, over-the-counter sleeping pill 35 minutes before takeoff, and by the time we were airborne, I was out. I had 5 hours of wonderful sleep before we landed in Los Angeles. So, oh yeah, we had a happy new year. I slept through it. It was okay. We took off at 11:40, and I didn't even think they said happy new year over the intercom. If they did, I didn't hear it. I heard about this first story. I didn't see the video, and I don't think I can handle the video. As I get older, I am a little bit more squeamish on some things. And I guess last week, a Chicago woman took to Facebook Live in order to broadcast her and her friends brutally attacking, beating, and torturing an 18-year-old man with special needs. I heard about this later. And they tortured this gentleman, I think, for 48 hours. I have a special needs family member. It's my mom's brother, James. He's been with us, you know, for many, many years. He's in his 60s. And I have very little tolerance for that type of shit. And I've had a number of instances in my life where I've come across individuals that were not being treated nice, that were in special needs situation, and have intervened. This story and the company graphic video definitely sent shockwaves across the country, and reached news stations around the globe. And I heard about this from someone on the street there, because they were asking me about Facebook Live, and they said, "Did you hear?" And I'm like, "No," and they told me. So I have to sometimes have a little more faith in humanity. And luckily, these four individuals were arrested for their involvement in the attack, and they are currently being held without bail, as they should be. All the individuals involved range from 18 to 24 years old, and I'm going to tell you, this is the parents' fault. These kids obviously didn't have their ass beat enough when they were a kid or whatever, but they're being charged with felony, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated unlawful restraint, and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. They're also being charged with committing a hate crime on account of some racially charged comments by one of the assailants. I haven't seen the video. I don't know what color the assailants are. White, black, green, blue, purple. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They shouldn't have done it. and with the victim still trying to recover, which included him effectively being held captive for 48 hours, a GoFundMe campaign for the victim has already generated more than $160,000, far more than the $10,000 the campaign was initially seeking. So I just want to let you know that I have not yet donated to this GoFundMe, but I'm going to be. If nothing else, it'll help this individual recover and maybe make it a little easier on their life and whoever their caretaker is, because most special needs person has a caretaker. I want to know where that individual was. You know, this is horrible. But attorney for the victim family said the money will immediately be used to help detect and subsequently deal with any manifestation of PTSD or, you know, any psychiatric help, or I don't care how they use it. So I'm going to encourage each of you that heard about this story, you know, throw $10 on the GoFundMe. And I'm glad, you know, who in their right mind put something on Facebook Live attacking and beating and torturing someone? Who does that? What have we become? You know, we're living live on the internet right now, but you know, I've heard some other gruesome stuff about, you know, people taking their lives and so forth on Facebook Live. It's sad. So as we move into 2017 here, I know us that all our parents, we're going to be talking to our kids about this kind of stuff. I just wonder, where are the parents for these four kids? That these kids would go so far off the rail to have done what they have done. And it started as a joke and it just went too far. I don't get it. I really, really don't. But it disturbs me a lot. A great deal. And I hope it disturbs you as well. But anyway, just wanted, you know, I'm sure you've heard the story, but I wanted to share about the GoFundMe. I'll try to find the link to it. They didn't link to it in the article, but I'm sure it'll be easy to find. And if anyone's in the Ohana that's watching tonight that or listening and they have the link to the GoFundMe, please let me know. All right. Boy, that just a buzzkill, wasn't it? Let's talk about Tesla. And for those of you that can afford a Model S or a Model X, Tesla soon is, we've heard already, they're going to start charging you to use their high-speed chargers. Nissan still doesn't. They allow you to charge at their dealerships for free if you have a Leaf. But it's going to run you about 20 cents a kilowatt. So that's higher than commercial rates. That's about double what you probably pay at your home. Drivers in California would pay 20 cents, while New York charging would cost 19 cents. In Chicago, 15 cents. Tesla owners will enter their credit card number on Tesla's website, where all charging will be managed automatically. If you do not take your car off the charger within 5 minutes of being charged, 40 cents a minute parking fee. So that's what's going to cost you to, you do get 400 kilowatts free a year. That's probably good for about 10 charges. But anyway, that's the fee. Your car's going to cost you something more now, right? Let's talk a little bit about the Russian hackers. Of course, President-elect Trump had a press conference yesterday, I think, and the Russian hacking came up, and that was all covered in the national news. But very interestingly, today, two hacking groups basically punched out. Guccifer 2.0, the alleged Russian cyber spy, I've always again said it's some kid in Jersey, has returned to deride the U.S., and basically saying, according to U.S. intelligence agency, Guccifer Tubar is actually a front for a Kremlin-backed cyber spies. But he came out and tweeted and says, "I'd like to make it clear that these accusations are unfounded," said in a blog post. Oh, he said in a blog post, not Twitter. "I have no relation to the Russian government." Okay, so anyway, Guccifer's 2.0 reemergence after a two-month hiatus from Twitter and his blog is certainly designed to stir the pot, especially after President-elect Donald Trump spent weeks doubting Russian involvement in the hack, and only this week changed his tune to match that of U.S. intelligence agencies. And so anyway, they came out and said, I'm not Russian. That's what he's trying to say. At the same time, the shadow brokers, the one that had the three-letter agency in the United States, Software, was trying to raise money through Bitcoin, basically saying that they sent a farewell message. Said they are deleting their accounts and making an exit after their offers to release the entire cache of NSA hacking tools in exchange for a whopping 10,000 bitcoins, currently valued at more than $8.2 million, basically were rebuffed. While they said they would still make good on the offer, should the sum be transferred into their electronic wallet, they said there would be no more communication. So if they're deleting their account, how could someone still transfer to their account? But so it's an interesting departure. Why are they leaving today? Who knows? Is it because we're about to have a new sheriff in town or something? Maybe. It is a curiosity, to say the least. But anyway, they're leaving the world stage. Well, they didn't get paid. I didn't add, but on Sunday I started to notice a little bit of sniffle, and then Monday I had basically running nose. I had, for the first time ever, has ever had this happen. So I had only one nostril was, for better word, leaking, but my eyeball, I would just be standing there and all of a sudden a tear would come out. I've never had like a tear on demand, and it was, my eye wasn't red or itchy or anything. It was just all of a sudden it looked like I was starting to cry. I don't know if it was a sinus pressure or something. It was the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time. And so when I got home here, and I flew home miserable yesterday, I was sick as a dog. So I'm on the upswing, but I did get the crud at the end of the show. Do you have a car that was affected by the Takata airbag issue? Japan's Takata Corp is expected to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing as early as Friday as part of a $1 billion settlement with U.S. Justice Department over its handling of airbag ruptures linked to 16 deaths worldwide. So my airbag from Mazda has not yet been replaced because they haven't been available. So those that were impacted the most was Honda Motor and Volkswagen and a few others too. So anyway, I have the link up in the show notes on that. But a $1 billion to settle U.S. airbag probe. If you're an app developer, Apple's now going to allow bigger apps and games on the Apple TV. So they're going to allow up to 4 gigs. That's big. It used to be 200 megs. So that should expand what's going to be available on the Apple TV. It's being reported today that the NSA is going to start sharing data with other agencies. I just wondered, why haven't they been already doing that? Oh, without minimizing American information? That should make you go, just a little bit. On Thursday, the New York Times reported that the Obama administration had recently finalized rules to give the NSA more leeway in sharing its vast trove of intercepted communications with 15 other government agencies that make up the intelligence community. Previously, agencies like the DEA and the FBI would have to request information on a target, in other words, a person, from the NSA. The NSA would turn retrieve communications pertaining to that target and scrub the document of information that was considered irrelevant to the search, including the names of the innocent Americans, a process called minimization. Now that the middle step has been cut out, the agency needs only to get approval from the NSA to access its data, and agents from the agency are expected to carry out minimization on their own. So in other words, they're going to transfer stuff to the FBI or DEA, and they are supposed to scrub or remove the data that is on there about U.S. citizens. Huh. Okay. So anyway, that's what's being reported and what these rules that was came up with the Obama administration for the handling of this information. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Moving on to something more useful, Snapchat has overhauled search to make finding friends easier. So if you're a Snapchat user, you can search for your friends and supposedly find them easier. Pandora has decided to cut 7% of the workforce out. And I guess they're losing money. But as of the end of the year, they had 2,219 employees. And then they're going to cut about 155 positions. I'm looking at the chat room here. Clinton responded about the weed. And then, That was about an earlier comment I made. I'm reading a comment from an earlier post. Well, Clinton, I just gave you credit for commenting on live. If you're watching live, say hello. Say hello in the chat. Please do so. You on YouTube as well. If you're in the YouTube at live.geeknewscentral.com. You know, I saw this today, and I was pretty astounded. This next story, and the computer here in the studio is set idle. I get home, and I see that Adobe's been updated. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then Chrome is like prompting me to activate some Adobe app or plugins. I'm like, where did this come from? So Adobe's has angered Chrome users by bundling a browser plugin with a security update. So this update for Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat this past Tuesday had an unwelcome surprise in store for Chrome users. After updating their system, they found that Chrome was prompting them to enable an extension from Adobe. So they snuck it in. This is dirty. Dirty, 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 dirty play, Adobe. I don't appreciate you putting packages in an update that is going to try to sneak your way into my browser. I know you're in trouble with Flash. This is not cool behavior. And not only that, the plugin that you're trying to get us to install is calling home to mama and sending telemetry data back to Adobe. Bad citizen. Bad, bad digital citizen. You should not do this. So keep an eye out, folks. You know, because you know, your browser says, oh, you need to restart or, you know, click here to install this. Don't do that. This is dirty pool. I do not like that kind of activity by our software vendors. I really don't. When I was a kid, I mean, boy, I couldn't have been more than like 10 or 11. My mom and dad, were at a friend's house about 10 miles from my house. And I think they were playing cards or something. But we went out. It was pretty late, about this time of year. And out in the yard, we could see the Aurora Borealis. I've only seen it a few times. And as a child, the whole sky was just lit up. It was incredible. And for those of you that have never seen the Aurora Borealis, it's just... And we had no idea what it was. Northern Lights. You know, but it was high in the sky, not just on the horizon, right? Well, imagine something called a light pillar seen by some folks in Ontario. This would have freaked me out even as an adult. So let me show you. What, for those of you that are watching, Let me show you what these folks saw. And when you see this, you're going to be like, nah, that's not a real. How is that possible? So this guy used his cell phone to snap some dazzling images of light pillars outside his Ontario, Canada home. And it was about minus 18 degrees Celsius. So it's cool. Minus 0.4 Fahrenheit. And it's to do with the way, something to do with crystals in the snow and moonlight and reflection. And it's very, very rare. But it is absolutely awesome. You look at it and you're like, that's photoshopped. And it isn't. It's again, it's called light pillars. It's beams of light refracted through tiny ice crystals. And, you know, they're like, did Jesus just arrive? And is he transporting souls to heaven? You know, if you look at this, you're like, am I supposed to be on that beam going up? Or, you know, very, very cool. It looks like a laser beam. It is awesome. I've never seen this before. So I just had to bring it to you, and link will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. For those of you that are listening, when you see this, you're going to be astonished. I'm serious. You really, really are. You know, it's always poetic justice when the hackers are hacked. So phone hacking company falls victim to hacker. Cellebrite, a digital forensic firm known to helping law enforcement crack into locked smartphones, has itself fallen victim to hackers. Technology news website Motherboard said Thursday that it obtained 900 gigabytes of data related to the Israeli-based company. It said the trove of data includes customer information, database, and technical data about the company's products. If you're going to have a security product, you better be very secure. So expect more stories from this particular group, or from Motherboard on this as they go through stuff. I saw a lot of cool products at CES. You know, the home thermometer may not seem to be that cool, but one that you can just hover above someone's head, it costs relatively inexpensive, seemed to be a pretty cool product, $99. And it picks the hottest spot on your head as it's scanning around and tells you the temperature. It's made, oh, come on, don't give me an ad. Oh, yes, thank you. I'm trying to bring this up for you guys. It's made by Withings, Withings, Withings Thermal Wireless Smart Thermometer. So it's reduced in price right now, about $70. I did get to see it at the show. I didn't do an interview, but I tested it. That's pretty cool. So the folks at PC World must have thought it was cool too. So they've covered it in an article. One thing that I kind of tweeted about was I saw a lot of companies at CES that had massage chairs, and there was, you know, a lot. I said to the one company, it says, I see a lot of people in massage chairs, but are you actually selling any, or are you just providing relief? And he kind of laughed. He said a little of both, but the CNET team went over to the boyfriend group, and this sounds kind of weird, but it's called the Boyfriend Chair or Boyfriend Corporation. They're out of South Korea, and actually Don Bain interviewed them as well. They brought a miniature chair to the room. And these are, you know, very expensive massage chair, $7,000 to $13,000, and so this was kind of the scene around many booths. They had these nice massage chairs with lots of very tired CES participants, and I saw people sleeping in them. So this thing almost looks like something out of a movie. But expect another player in the scene. Of course, Panasonic's been a leader in this category for many, many years. So one thing I noticed, I think my audio levels are a little high tonight. So if I'm getting some peaking, I apologize. Maybe something's got dashed while I've been gone. I'll definitely check that out. So I'm trying to stay backed off the mic a little bit tonight as I go through the content. So it's not too peaky. Apologize if it has been. the EPA has accused Fiat Chrysler of selling dirty diesels some 24 hours after the Department of Justice indicted six Volkswagen employees for their alleged roles in the cheating diesel scandal. The EPA has accused Fiat Chrysler of the same kind of thing. Today, the EPA and the California Air Resources Board issued a notice of violation to the FCA, alleging the automaker installed and didn't disclose software that results increased nitrous oxide emissions beyond the legal limit, affecting Jeep Grand Cherokees, Dodge Ram 1500 trucks, 104,000 vehicles total. So they're looking for more money. Here we go again. So how far will this spread? Space news. They're pretty excited about some of the stuff that they have seen on Pluto. It's called a washboard area, and it's ridges of basically stacked ice. It's amazing what scientists get excited about. But they're about 500 meters of these pillars of ice. It's called the ridges of the Tartarus Dora. So an area on Pluto that they're excited about. I have a link in the show notes for you tonight on that. Also, Amazon announced to they committed to hiring 100,000 U.S. workers. I don't think this should come as a surprise. Amazon's been hiring a lot of people as it rolls out new warehouses and so forth. Says, while many of the jobs will be in warehouses, Amazon said the company will be looking for engineers and software developers in such areas as cloud computing and machine learning. And I'm hiring devs too. I just need two devs. Send your CV, PHP, MySQL, be able to work in, I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff, but it's mostly PHP work. Email me. Hey, you know, if you have a drone, a nice one, it's probably not a good idea to start flying your drone in and around like Seattle Space Needle and really not know how to fly, because I think someone lost about a $3,000 drone when they crashed into it. There's a pretty cool video about it. It definitely looks like a DJI product. It looks actually like a very expensive DJI product based upon some of the video I saw. And after it had crashed, it's kind of showing a leg. So, yeah, you want to see how you'd have a worse day, I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. You know, did Uber a little bit in Vegas. A couple of nights going to an event. Knew we were going to have a couple of cocktails, or at least I knew I was having a couple of cocktails. I didn't want to drive, so I was taking Uber a little bit. But now you can summon an Uber ride without leaving Google Maps. So if you're in Google Maps, you can request an Uber ride. So I actually sent Isaiah back to the airport on Lyft. So that was actually the first time I'd used Lyft, because we got out to the curb and it was saying 45 minutes for the next Uber vehicle. It's like, oh my God. And I needed to get him to the airport, and I fired up Lyft, and sure enough, there was someone 3 minutes away. So that was the first time I switched to a different app. So it worked out well. But if you want to do Uber or Lyft, you can do it via Google Maps. So very, very smart. You don't have to actually have the Uber app open. Or if you have an unlimited account with AT&T or Verizon and you're using more than 200 megs a month, they're coming after you. Excuse me, 200 gigs a month. They're going to come after you in a big way. And you keep your limit under 200 gigs, because they're going to force you to convert. So make sure you're aware of that, okay? And that's, you know, an announcement that they made. The FCC, though, has also made a report clear saying the AT&T and Verizon are violating net neutrality. And essentially, this is what's going to happen, folks. Nobody is going to do anything about it. And we know that the FCC crafted net neutrality rules and basically got it thrown up in their face. It's basically zero rating. It's when a vendor like AT&T or Verizon push content to you that doesn't cost anything on your data plan, so you're more inclined to use their product than someone else's. So there's a lot of things going on here, but they didn't include T-Mobile on that stack, which is kind of curious. President-elect Trump has announced Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, to be the Trump's czar for the cyber thing. I'm thinking Rudy Giuliani for cyberhead. Really? To me, it was like that. That's one of the stranger picks that have been made. But I guess because he's had some association with the cybersecurity advisory group, he says he's going to reach out to experts in the field and get consensus. If he's smart, he does. I don't know if I want Rudy Giuliani to. You know, I don't. You think you want to hire a big brain? You know, someone that does this for a living. You would think that you'd want the egghead guy. That, but nope. Or we're pulling in a political pundit, a supporter, and he's going to get consensus from the big brains, I guess. So I guess Rudy's getting as a reward here. Speaking of GoDaddy, GoDaddy's revoked. Oh, that didn't sound right. As GoDaddy's being the sponsor of the show, I got an article on GoDaddy. GoDaddy has revoked nearly 9,000 SSL certificates issued without proper validation. They found a bug in their code and basically making people revalidate. This is an SSL certificate that may have been issued from June 29th forward. So if you've got an SSL certificate with GoDaddy, you want to make sure that they probably got an email telling you that it had been invalidated. You just need to go through their process to get it turned on. I'm fighting a cough here. Sorry. I made it a long ways here without it cropping its head up. But the more I talk, the more the cough wants to come out. The EFF is applauding Windows 10's data collection changes. So Windows 10, they're kind of minimizing some of the stuff and they're making some options optional. So I don't know how this is all going to work. We'll try to get more details on this, but the EFF is quietly applauding, saying thank you for the change. So, Michael Ray, thanks for joining us tonight. Welcome to the show. Jamie J. Joseph, thanks for being on. App.net. Any of you remember that? App.net launched in 2012. The social network billed itself as being a free and subscription-free base replacement. It's pulling the plug on March 14th. They are making their code public. So that's cool. So founded by Dalton Caldwell, now a partner at Y Combinator, and Bryant Berg. So yeah, they're going to, you know, they raised $750,000 and burned it from 11,000 backers. So I guess they ran out of cash and they're now going to put this code open source, which will be awesome. YouTube has introduced Super Chat. It's a paid sticky message. Hey, I encourage you, if you're watching me on YouTube Live on my page, feel free to do the paid sticky message. That revenue comes to me through a profit sharing with YouTube. I don't know if it's even enabled on my site, but it's a replacement to YouTube's fan funding. So I guess I just got to do cooler stuff. You know, when I first saw this, it's a way to get your message on YouTube to stick so people can see it. But I'm thinking to myself, if YouTube allowed exotic dancers, this would be the way, the equivalent of the dollar bill. So Super Chat is expected to replace YouTube's fan funding, and that was launched back in 2014. At the moment, Super Chat is currently in beta and has been rolled out only to a handful of YouTubers. Expected made available more broadly to come January 31st. So, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But definitely designed for folks who are on YouTube Live. Consumer Reports has changed their mind after a software update to the 2016 MacBook Pro. Now it is on a recommended buy. That didn't take too long. So I'm sure that Apple reached out to Consumer Reports and said, why did you not like our laptop? And they told why, and basically they got the battery measurements pretty much aligned. So they were able to get accurate battery measurements. So I guess that's what was holding it up. So a flip-flop there. A Russian propaganda channel, RT, mysteriously cut into C-SPAN's web feed. I know many of you have been probably watching the boring hearings going on for confirmation for cabinet members. I'm like, the day I was sick on the couch, I was flipping between all the major networks. And that's all it was confirmation hearing hour after hour after hour. I was like, really? And they were all covering the same thing. Well, apparently C-SPAN had a internal network routing issue. Wasn't the Russians hacking? But they brought up channel RT for a little bit in the middle of some hearing. So your government dollars at work. Why is C-SPAN monitoring a Russian internet channel? That makes you go, just a little bit, doesn't it? Scientists were wrong. Imagine that. You know, scientists do a pretty good job. They usually get stuff pretty close. But they made a bad determination about the age of the moon. According to new research from a team of scientists based at UCLA, the moon is much older than previously estimated, up to 140 million years older, to be exact. After analyzing uranium decay in minerals called zircons, which can be found in moon rocks brought back from the Apollo 14 mission in 1971, researchers concluded the moon probably formed about 60 million years after our solar system was born. This, along with the rest of the team's finding, was published in the January 11th Science Advances. The researchers in Cook, and remember, we were only 140 million years off, right? Well, the researchers concluded the moon is at least 4.51 billion years old. So it was only, okay, so you see what I'm saying here? They're saying it's 4.51 billion years old. They were only off 140 million years. Is it really? What's 140 million amongst friends? That's a rounding error when you're talking about 4.51 billion. Kind of hard to wrap your brain around that, right? That the old moon's been out there 4.51 billion years? It really makes you go, a lot, doesn't it? Just, you got to admit, it makes you think about that a little bit. Write that number down. I'll write 4.51 billion out. Put all those zeros on. Make your head spin just a little bit. We are here such a little beep of a time. It's like a, you know, in the comparison of how long the universe has been here, our time here is just like, you know, it's snapping, it's over. It's not even a snap. It's like a tug of my finger. Make the most of it, folks. We go around this merry-go-round one time. If Apple's video plan is really, and the Gizmodo says this, beep, it will be a disaster. Apparently, Apple is going to go out and try to create movies, and they're hiring the movie industry, and they're going out and talking to producers, and they're, you know, they want to do what Netflix is doing and what HBO and other groups are doing. So everyone's getting into the content business, folks, creating content. There's a good write-up about an AI camera. Yes, an artificial intelligence camera that failed to capture the magic of CES 2017. And it's called the 291. The company that is called Relaunch, R-E-L-O-N-C-H. And it's a camera that basically you take pictures and it will pick which pictures are the best and present them to you the next day. So the pictures that you want, you have to pay for. The camera is free. So interesting model. Link will be up in the show notes. The FCC has freed up the airwaves in a $100 million settlement with an internet provider. Apparently, a company called Morning Consult, the MorningConsult.com website was told by the FCC that the settlement with Straight Path Communications could end up being a record high for the agency. The only comparable one is a $105 million settlement with AT&T, but this $100 million settlement basically makes this company give a bunch of airwaves back, a bunch of stuff that they basically licensed and haven't employed. The FCC says, you're going to get, you know, frequency. You better put it to use. And they did not. So the FCC says, you got to give it up and pay a fine because you didn't. So interesting. Now, many of you, this is important. You have a CVS in your neighborhood? Do you have a family member that uses an EpiPen? Well, CVS announced today a generic version of the EpiPen, which is available at pharmacies for $109 for a two-pack. So this is even cheaper than other generic options, which often cost $300 for a two-pack. So make sure you get your doctor, get you the prescription, so you can pick up a new EpiPen from CVS. We need to get a new one for my wife. So this is good news for those of you who have a CVS close to you. $109 for a two-pack, okay? According to space.com, they're worried about jamming of satellites. So apparently, according to this article, the U.S. military is developing an undersea network as a backup. Basically, they're just going to have a bunch of buoys with a communication gateway under the water connected via fiber. So interesting. DARPA's working on this. So I guess this is just a research project, but DARPA, you know, there's some big heads at DARPA. They do some cool things. If I think if I was ever going to want a job that allowed me to really, like, go off the deep end and thinking up cool stuff, DARPA would be the place to do it. They got a lot of cool people there. They do lots of cool things. So anyway, cool write-up. Okay, there's a great article. It's basically some new photos that Hubble's come up with over at space.com. I'll have that link up in the show notes for you tonight. I just love it when Hubble, you know, just let me show you, for those of you that are watching, let me bring a couple of these up. I haven't flipped to the browser very much tonight. So let me do that. We're long, I know, but I haven't known. We're not long yet. But we haven't been together for a couple of weeks, right? So let me see. Can I make this bigger? I don't think so. So it just, you know, it's ongoing. The stuff that Hubble, you know, look at this picture. You know, you get the full res of this thing and then put this on your screen. There's so much cool, you know, there's another one. Just amazing stuff. We are just absolutely insignificant in the universe. And that's an old one. I think I've seen that one before. Some of these have been colorized. Wow, what a picture. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes on this. It's going to be awesome when the James Webb telescope gets up. You see all kinds of great stuff. Now, if you want a geek walkthrough of Houston's Flight Mission Control Center, you can go through the coffee room and everything. Definitely take a walk with NASA's flight director, Mary Lawrence, who, when she answers questions about the day-to-day operations of Mission Control in Houston, that'll be up in the show notes. And also, SpaceX will be returning to flight in 2 days and be launching out of California. So I hope they have a successful launch and bring Falcon 9 back to orbit, as they have an expensive load. They're taking some satellites. So I'm sure they're going to be very, very careful about this launch. But they've been Iridium is excited because they're the ones that have the satellites going to orbit. All right, a couple of things from coast to coast just to entertain you. There's a new Bigfoot picture photographed in Northern Ireland. And, you know, I'm looking at this picture. I think some dude was standing, walking through the woods and said, well, that looks like Bigfoot, and snapped a pic. You know, he's close enough. There's no reason why he couldn't have flipped to video. But anyway, I'll have that link up for you, the British Bigfoot. Someone, you know, a buddy of mine in the East Coast, actually lives in Indiana. You know, this Bigfoot television show, any of you ever watch that? You know, I think that's probably the biggest waste of time television there is. But what happens if these guys catch Bigfoot? if they seem, what are they going to do? You know, that's the question. Also, Friday the 13th is upon us. So how many of you are staying home tomorrow? How many of you stayed home today? The first alarm of 2017 is being raised by conspiracy theorists to see potential danger in a trio of events due to unfold over the next day or so. February the 13th. And also tomorrow, Venus being the brightest it's been for 8 years is a possible potential of doom. So, you know, those of you that are, you know, Friday the 13th. My mom was kind of a Friday the 13th, like, oh boy, type of folks. But she hasn't talked about Friday the 13th in a while. Contrails, a lot of controversy about chemtrails. Not contrails, chemtrails, chemtrails. Some guy out of Australia caught a very cool picture. And I got to bring this up for you. I've never seen anything like. I've seen some. Oh, come on. Is it going to load? There it goes. So it's basically, it looks like chemtrails. And I looked at this. I've said, I've never seen this before. And it is a known weather phenomenon called morning glory. A meteorological phenomenon known as morning glory. You know, one of the cool, if you've ever seen lenticular clouds or stacked pancakes, that's pretty awesome, but I don't think I've ever seen this. So anyway, you know, I've flown all over the world in all kinds of weather and everything. This is definitely unique. So link will be up in the show notes. You're going to want to check that out. It's a good catch by the Coast to Coast team. And finally, there's a new theory for the alien megastructure planet. They think that maybe another planet has collided with that planet. It's being absorbed. So, yeah, they're reaching deep, 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 deep. All right. I guess I should check email. I don't know what I've got for commentary. I've had a bunch of stuff come in via Facebook. Those of you that are sending stuff via Facebook, thank you so much. It's fantastic. I don't always get it into the show, but I read everything that comes in. I did get an email from Richard. He says, what the Earth and Moon look like from Mars. Read the full story. So I'm going to bring this up. Does it load for me? Okay. So does Earth that look that big from Mars? I don't think so. All right, let me bring this up for you. For those of you that are watching. Anyway, I have this link up in the show notes from Richard. But are we that far out? I thought the Earth looked a lot smaller from Mars. I thought it was just a dot, but it was taken by a high res camera aboard the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. So I guess it's like they do have this telescope lens on it, so it's not like a naked eye look, because we've seen what Earth looks like from, you know, from the planet's surface, but this is an orbit. So yeah, kind of freaky, yeah? For those of you that, oh, did I bring it up? For those of you that are watching. All right, what other email has come in that I need to cover here? Let's see here, what else? Do I have anything else? Got an email from Paul talking about jump cuts, and I got an email from Max. He said, hey Todd, catching up on your old shows, I saw you mention your new CPAP machine. I'm interested in finding something similar. I'm running there 10 years with mine. Also want to know your model. Max, I need to get that for you. I'm sorry that I haven't got you that model number. Message me again and I'll dig that out and take a picture of it and send it to you. All right. Okay. That's going to wrap us. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Back in the saddle. I'm here. Right now, I'm not going anywhere. I do have a small potential of having to go to the East Coast at the end of next week. Just had a tipper on it maybe this afternoon that there's a potential quick trip to the East Coast that I'm going to have to make right now. But I think I'm going to be here. I think I'm going to be all the way through the end of January and through close to the end of February. So We shouldn't have any interruption of the show. It should be two shows a week. I'll let you know if I do have to run out to the East Coast. There probably will be disruption of the show if it's a middle of the week travel, but I'll try to get a stand in. But as far as I know, I'll be with you. Now, for many of you, for those of you federal employees, the 16th is a holiday. Should be plenty of news for the 16th show. I don't see any problem with that because most people are working on the 16th. That's one of those optional, I think it's Martin Luther King Day. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Definitely we'll be having a show on Monday. Tune in. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Again, lots of CES stuff coming. It's just the way this works. I come home and the media starts getting worked on and how the writer's going, and Isaiah's going to start working on, hopefully in the media on Saturday or Sunday, maybe Monday. I don't know, whatever his schedule allows. But as soon as it starts coming up, banging out, we'll get the writers on it, and it's going to churn fast. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have it all done. So it's not going to spread out for 4 or 5 weeks like it normally does, or six. It's just because it's my stuff, and I'll probably be talking to refreshing tech, but all of it's going to be on Geek News Central. So definitely geeknewscentral.com is a place to stay and stay connected. If you got comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com. I want to thank all the new insiders. I know we had a bunch of people sign up. We had a number of one-time donations as well. Thank you so much. And as you see the content come up for CES, the actual recorded content, that's the time to say, wow, that was a good one. You know, throw me a donation. I definitely appreciate it. geeknewscentral.com/insider. But everyone take care. We'll see you back here on Monday. I'll be on Saturday with Rob Greenlee for the new media show. If you really want to hang out with me, that starts at 9 a.m. Pacific. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast at geeknewscentral.com.